Iraq's information minister says 7 people were killed in the latest bombing in Baghdad and nearly 100 others wounded. John Danishevsky of the Los Angeles Times is in Baghdad. The overnight bombings described as some of the most intense so far. Did it seem like that to you?
Yeah, it was a very heavy bombing last night from the Palestine Hotel on the east bank of the Tigris River. We watched the explosions taking place and felt the building shake and rattle. It seemed the windows were about to break, and we could feel the blast coming through the open windows.
Can you provide any sense of the degree of destruction?
Well, you know, it's very targeted. This morning, we were taken to see various telecommunications sites, telephone exchanges, that had been blown apart. There was one that was here in the center of the city in the Sadun district, where the building was totally eviscerated with debris spreading out into the street and the alleys around it and yellow insulation. And the telecommunications minister complained that it was totally ruined, unsalvageable. We also saw another telecommunications site where the bomb seemed to drill into the ground and explode underneath. It created an enormous crater about 30 feet across and 20 feet deep, on which somebody scrawled with a piece of stone, "Down with America."
How is all of this affecting daily life in Baghdad?
Well, surprisingly, not as much as you would think. The big problem today is that the telephones aren't working, but I do see cars out, people out, and I think that reflects the fact that these munitions are fairly accurate, so people feel some confidence that they can go outside and do a little shopping, walk around a bit. Some of them are going to their jobs. As I look out now, I see some sort of peace demonstration going on.
Is Iraqi television operating?
It's been operating, but sort of in a weak signal and flickering. So I would say it's crippled, but still on the air.
Supplies of food and water are adequate?
Food and water so far has not been affected. People stockpile food in advance of this war also. There was a lot of warning of the war, and the government gave several months' rations ahead of time. Most people in this country, by the way, do depend on food rations from the government, from the Oil for Food program. So they've laid in flour and rice and sugar and oil and tea to last them for a few months. But as far as getting other sorts of consumer goods, probably most people will run short of those sorts of things.
What about military activity? Do you see any preparations for siege or invasion?
We see a lot of, I would call it foxhole digging. Some of the parks have just become filled with holes as they dig foxholes all through them. And also outside buildings, they have made sandbag bunkers. But we don't see a lot of heavy military equipment in the city. Very rarely do we see anything larger than a machine gun. But most street corners do have a few of these Ba'ath Party volunteers manning the corners and not doing much of anything, just standing around with their rifles.
Any word on some journalists that have been missing all week?
No, it's been a frustrating problem. A couple of journalists were roused in the middle of the night on Monday night, and we understand they were told to leave the country and were being expelled, but they have not turned up yet. In either Syria or Jordan, we've been making inquiries all week with the information ministry, and they say, well, they don't know.
Thank you very much. John Danishevsky is with the Los Angeles Times in Baghdad.